This is UPR, Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review with KCT Allen. Good to see you, Casey.
Here I am.
And this week, you are reviewing the superhero film X-Men Dark Phoenix. What's your take?
Dark Phoenix is a prequel in the series of X-Men superhero films that started in 2000. With this being the 10th film in the series, it's a strong reminder that not all chapters are good ones, and not all entries in a saga are winners. Dark Phoenix centers around the character Jean Grey, a member of the X-Men team of superheroes. During a rescue mission in space, Jean absorbs a mysterious cloud of solar flares, which soon intensifies her powers to an uncontrollable level of destruction and death. The X-Men films are notable comic book adaptations because they're not afraid to embrace the darker side of power, and these films were the first contemporary superhero films to blur the lines between good and evil and address topical social issues at the same time. With such a platform to explore interesting characters and storylines, Dark Phoenix fails to deliver nothing more than a couple of well-choreographed action scenes, too many characters changing their minds about saving or destroying each other, hurried character development, and poorly written lines made this a disappointment, with only a few bits of fun. It also didn't help to throw in confusing moments that don't even line up with the series of events in other X-Men films.
So you did not like this one.
It pains me to say, because I love the X-Men. I love the franchise. I read the comic books and watched the animated series as a kid. So I've been in it for the long haul. So I was really sad to see it turn out this way.
All right. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.